on Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran one by one with our dear, beloved, kind, and respectful Brother Habib. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Habib.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I hope you demonstrate all of those adjectives today. We are on chapter 19, chapter Mary of the Quran, and on verse 43, where Abraham is talking to, well, what is written as father, but is apparently his stepfather or his uncle. So let's listen to these verses, and I'll give you some context before we further our discussion.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. It is we who will inherit the earth and whoever is on it, and to us they will be returned. And mention in the book the story of Abraham. Indeed, he was a man of truth and a prophet. Mentioned when he said to his father, O my father, why do you worship that which does not hear and does not see and will not benefit you at all? O my father, indeed there has come to me of knowledge that which has not come to you. So follow me, I will guide you to an even path.
Ya abati la ta'budi shaytana inna shaytana kana lirrahmani
O my father, do not worship Satan. Indeed, Satan has ever been, to the most merciful, disobedient.
You just listened to verses 41 to 44 of the Holy Quran, of chapter 19 of the Holy Quran, where Abraham is talking to what is named his father. But in the previous episode, Brother Habib, you explained that it wasn't his father. It might have been his stepfather, his uncle, his maternal grandfather, or simply his guardian. We still want to talk about that, how you prove that it wasn't his father. But just before that, why go through all of this fuss and call him his father in the Quran when God subhanahu wa ta'ala could have simply removed the possibility of doubt by simply saying who this man is, like saying his guardian?
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are two answers to this. The first one is that the Quran is Allah's book. He brings up whatever he wants. It's his book. When someone else brings up a Quran, let them bring it up. When you and I bring up my own book, I bring up the words that I want to bring up, as long as they're correct and they have their wisdom, they're not out of line.
May I interrupt? Because isn't it, don't we expect God to give us guidance? So wouldn't it require that he sends us a book that does give us guidance instead of causing doubts? You're right that God can do whatever he wants.
But guidance could be different. You know, there are many faces of guidance. There could be, for example, giving guidance for something we could call it A. And there could be guidance for B. There could be guidance for C. There are many different things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could give guidance to. As long as we believe and we have this structure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise, all knowing, doesn't do anything out of non-wisdom or ignorance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then does it with the hikmah. He does whatever he wants. We have this structure. Allah's all wise. Then his action that we see is then considered to be wise. What is the wisdom behind it? That's something else. Sometimes we could reach and understand what the wisdom is. Sometimes we don't reach it.
But let's imagine that you have someone who now has a question or is not a Muslim at all.
This comes the second answer. This comes as the second answer.
Let's keep the second answer for after the break, because I'm sure you're not going to make it in that time. We'll take a short break and we'll be back for the second answer to this question. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are talking about verses 41 to 44 of chapter 19, chapter Mary. Where Abraham in the Quran is said to address his father, but we established in our previous episode that is not in fact his father, because all the forefathers of the Prophet have not even been so much as touched by polytheism, let alone be a polytheist. You explained that it was either his stepfather, guardian, his maternal grandfather, or his uncle, but not his father. And the question was, why wouldn't God just say who he was instead of calling him a father and causing this kind of doubt? And especially because this is a book for the people of all the world, not just the people who are familiar with the Arabic culture of that time.
So we gave the first answer, right? And that was
that God could do whatever he wants.
Yes, because we believe we have the structure that he's all wise and it's been proven and whatnot. Okay, leave that out. To distinguish, sometimes we reach that wisdom, we understand that wisdom, sometimes we don't. And I give this as a rule. Every place we have this, as long as it's not coming from the Imam alayhi wasalam, it's something that you do istihsan in your mind, it's something that you kind of, you know, put together or understand, it's not 100% certain. Now, one of the answers that I found, actually, and most of them state this, it's very not bad, you know, it's that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing how Abraham spreads the message. How Abraham is showing the way of guidance, how he is preaching, and how we Muslims should be, how the prophets were. And that's something teaching you. He's talking to someone who raised him. someone who he was with, someone who at least has some kind of, you know, relationship with. He doesn't act with this kafir or this non-believer as an animal. No, he acts with him as someone respectful. He respected him in a manner by calling him father. Even the Quran respected him before he, you know, was stubborn about his beliefs. He called him Abraham's father. So here we see that preaching has its manners and its methods. It's not always, you know,
just uttering the right word facts.
It's a way of mercy. You have to show those steps step by step. Don't show the stairway all the way up, because when they see it all the way up, they'll be like, it's too high for us. And it's take it step by step. And see, that's the characteristics, that's the akhlaq, the morals of the prophets.
It's interesting you say that, because that's also a question I wanted to ask later, because throughout these few statements that Abraham is saying, he keeps beginning by saying, father, 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 which is, he's trying to be lenient and kind with this man. Is that a correct understanding of these few verses?
Yes, he is. Yeah, that's what we're saying. So, before moving on and going on to your next verses, Sayyidina, I want to talk about this part. I want to talk about the method that Allama Tabatabai used. And that's the method that he, you know, kind of wanted to put in a lot. And we see it a lot. For example, even one of the highest ranked scholars available today, Jawadi Amuli, Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. Very beautiful tafsir available called Al-Tasneem. And the idea of explaining the Quran by Quran, you know, trying to
using one verse to explain another verse.
Now there might be differences. I might not agree with it 100% personally, but the idea could be useful in many manners. It could be useful in many manners, but I personally do not agree with it 100%. I think there has to be like one show just for the sciences of Quran and, you know, the different theories available, interpretations. Now, what he does right now here is that he kind of something that looks like tafsir al-Quran bil-Quran or understanding the Quran by Quran. He looks at the history throughout Quran. He brings up the verses available, right, that have to do with Abraham, the life of Abraham, to understand that it's impossible that that was his father. He starts off that with Abraham was living in, like you could say, Palestine, in that area. After that, inviting people and they did not accept it, one of them being his father, he did tabarri from them, which
not means his biological father.
I'm going to call him his father, actually, or Azar. When he invited Azar to the monotheist religion or submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he moved out. After moving out, he had children. When having children, he prayed a specific dua. We'll talk more about that after the break.
Right, thank you very much. We're going to use that verse-to-verse method after the break. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We're on chapter Mary, where Abraham is talking to his father, but it's not his biological father, as Brother Habib has explained in the last two episodes. You were going to give us another way of proving that this isn't his father. And you explained that there's this method of interpreting the Quran where you use other verses to explain the verse at hand right now.
This one we're using is not actually interpreting by the Quran, no, but following the history. Mm-hmm. In the many different verses, from verse to verse, looking at different verses to understand the history of these verses.
So Abraham tries to convince his people to give up idol worshipping. They don't. He leaves and goes to the Palestine region, and then leaves again, goes to Mecca. And then there's something he says in Mecca.
Yes. So, like how we stated, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ, these verses that we're talking about, right? And he invites his father to the monotheist religion. Then they are in disbelief, and Abraham sees that his you know, father or Azar was not, you know, following him, and he was stubborn about his religion, and that he is an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he also starts fighting against Abraham. So what does he do? He leaves, And then the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَمَا كَانَ إِسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ إِلَّا عَنْ مَوْعِدَةٍ وَعَدَهَا إِيَّاهُ فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنْ لَهُ أَنَّهُ عَدُوٌ لِلَّهِ تَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُ إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْأَوَّاهٌ حَلِيمٌ. The istighfar, or the prayer that Abraham gave for his father, was only because he promised him. But then when he saw that Azar was someone who was an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Azar demonstrated that he was an adamant enemy. He was not going to change.
He was not going to change. What did he do? Tabarra'a minhu.
Exonerated himself from Azar.
Yeah. And then what did he do? He prayed, Rabbi habli hukman wa alhaqni bis salihin. He started praying for himself. And they wanted to hurt him. فَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. They couldn't do it. They couldn't hurt him. And they're the ones that got hurt. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا.
God saved him.
Allah saved him and Lut إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها للعالمين, which is Mecca, right? ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب نافلة وكلا جعلنا صالحين. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Isaac and Jacob, right? Then Abraham states in Mecca with his children, who are all worshippers and submitters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He states with Qala Ibrahim, Rabbi ja'al hadha al-balad amina. Oh Allah, make this
land safe place.
Safe, sacred. Wajnubni wa bani and na'bud al-asnam. Make me and my children stay away. Help us stay away from worshipping
idols.
Then he says, Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minin yawm yaqum al-hisab. He then prays. For what?
Forgive me.
And my fathers. And the believers on the day of judgment.
The logic here is, if he's exonerated himself, disconnected himself with Azar, which is the father that is being called here in Quran.
Yes.
It wouldn't make sense for him to pray.
To pray again. Not only that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before these verses stated that the only reason that he did it was because he promised him. He won't do it again.
He did that before Azar completely demonstrated that he was not going to change his ways.
Yes, yes.
After he demonstrated that, he completely disconnected himself.
Yes.
And it wouldn't make sense. And plus, if someone remains a polytheist, he will never be forgiven regardless of who prays for him.
At the end of the day, because his sins throughout this world.
Thank you very much for proving that this is not his biological father through three different methods.
Yes. But the most important method that I wanted to show on this show is that we have these knowledgeable scholars. We have these methods. We have these theories. But unfortunately, they're not going out. And they're not discussed thoroughly enough, even by, you know, Westerners and, you know, those who look at the Holy Quran. They only look at, for example, the method of, for example, Ibn Kathir. And most of the tafasir are on that method, unfortunately. There are many different ways of interpreting the Quran. There are many different manners. Which one is right, which one is wrong is another discussion altogether by itself.
Thank you very much. So we talked about this from a grammatical point of view, from a historical point of view, and from the method of interpreting one verse by another. Thank you, Brother Habib, for your effort and your help. And thanks to our wonderful audience for being with us. If you missed it, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week and a lot of Quran studying. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.